Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Matt. Jesus is risen. He's risen indeed. His resurrection is the foundation of our faith. It is good to see all of you here this morning. It is wonderful to hear the baby's voice. But we love her mama too. This morning we will be reading from Acts 5. Before we open our Bibles, let me share that in the verses of Acts 5, 1 through 17, or 1 through 26, there is a notice about the importance of integrity and honesty within the Christian community. It's brought to light very evidently. And believers were to be truthful and genuine with God in relationships. God's authority and his commitment to keeping justice and truth is demonstrated in those early verses. And there would be consequences due to deception, particularly when it comes to God. When you get to verse 27, which we will in a moment, we learn of God's work in the first generation of Christianity. This is the time of the Great Commission. The apostles were going forth and sharing the news of Jesus in the world, and they were making disciples of other believers. The apostle prisoners who were miraculously released by angels from a jail cell remained in Jerusalem, when others would have run and hid in fear of being re-jailed. The apostles showed themselves even where the persecutors would have been. They did not fear evil. The Sanhedrin was a supreme judicial administrative council of the Jewish people. It was a body of about 71 elders who were judges with civil and religious jurisdiction. And these religious leaders, who held so much authority, were at odds with the followers of Jesus. And yes, eventually the disciples were arrested again and set before the council. However, the apostles were not worried by the attempts of the Sanhedrin to make them fearful. They knew God was protecting them, and they would not be intimidated. I remember my friend Lisa, who has preached here before, has a son who was going through a red light, and he challenged it. And she went with him to the jailhouse to sit before the judge and to fight it, because he didn't feel that he had driven through a red light. And she said, it was scary. It was scary, and people were in uniform, and people weren't smiling. And it made me think of this. When you sit in front of the Sanhedrin council, they all were richly dressed and very sullen in their facial expressions. And that was to put fear in people who were coming before them. It's this thing humans do, trying to intimidate. In the court, administrative council would not use Jesus' name. They would not give him the credit of being the Son of God. They would call him this man. You're talking about this man. You were told to stop talking about this man. And even though the apostles, especially Peter and John, were told not to teach in the name of Jesus, they stood firm on that rock. They had been previously arrested for healing a lame man and for teaching about Jesus' resurrection. Their allegiance was with the Lord, and they would not be silenced. Let us look at Acts 5, starting at verse 27. Acts 5, starting at verse 27. The apostles were brought in and made to appear before the Sanhedrin to be questioned by the high priest. We gave you strict orders not to teach in this name, he said. And yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and are determined to make us guilty of this man's blood. They were saying you were the ones who crucified Christ. 29, Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than human beings. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus from the dead, whom you killed by hanging on a cross. God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior, that he might bring Israel to repentance and forgive their sins. We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him. They saw it all. They experienced it all. They knew the Holy Spirit was with them. The apostles justified their disobedience, stating that they should obey God rather than man. And they explained the simple truth. Obey rules, yes, but not the rules that contradict God. Isn't that the sticky place we're in right now in this world? Obey rules, but not the rules that contradict our Lord. Peter shared, based on his eyewitness accounts, he saw them murder Jesus on a tree, which was the worst way possible from both the Jewish and the Roman perspectives. He explained the need for repentance of our sins. He was preaching to the court. How do you think the council would respond in their fancy outfits? Yeah, they were angry. They were claiming they did not need to ask for forgiveness. They were wondering, why are you telling us to repent? You can't blame us. Do you know who we are? It became all too clear that at that point the death of the apostles was set in motion. And this is verified as we read on in Acts 5, starting at 33. When they heard this, they were furious and wanted to put them to death. But a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, who was honored by all the people, stood up in the Sanhedrin and ordered that the men be put outside for a little while. And then he addressed the Sanhedrin. Men of Israel, consider carefully what you intend to do with these men. Some time ago, Thaddeus appeared claiming to be somebody, and about 400 men rallied with him. He was killed, all his followers were dispersed, and it all came to nothing. And after him, Judas the Galilean appeared in the days of the census and led a band of people in revolt. And he too was killed, and all his followers were scattered. Therefore, in the present case, I advise you, leave these men alone. Let them go. For if their purpose or activity is of human origin, it will fail. But if it is from God, you will not be able to stop these men. You will only find yourselves fighting against God. His speech persuaded them, and they called the apostles in and had them flogged, but not killed. He had them flogged, and then they ordered them not to speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. The apostles left the Sanhedrin, rejoicing because they had been counted worthy of suffering disgrace for the name. Day after day in the temple courts and from house to house, they never stopped teaching and proclaiming the good news that Jesus is the Messiah. They put God first. And boy, let's talk about the gentleman who shared, you know what, if it's from God, it's going to stay here forever, right? If it's from God, it will be. We can hold on to that, keep that close to our hearts. The apostles continued to preach, and Gamaliel advised the council to remember that if the apostles' cause is of God, it could never be stopped. Gamaliel was a respected Pharisee and a teacher of the law. He had intervened in the Sanhedrin to defend the apostles for their preaching. It took one brave person to stand and to be very logical in their defense. He really wanted the apostles to be left alone and for the council to stop interfering with God's will. Theologian Charles Spurgeon studied this kind of bold heart Gamaliel had, and so he, Charles Spurgeon wrote, "Now I charge every Christian here to be speaking boldly in Christ's name, according as his opportunity, and especially to take care of this tendency of our flesh to be afraid, which leads practically to endeavors to get off easily and to save ourselves from trouble. Fear not, be brave in Christ, live bravely for him who died lovingly for you." That's our challenge. In other words, keep God first and carry on with unwavering faith. Generations of people from Wellspring Church have carried on with unwavering faith. And we are to do it as well. God's will wasn't stopped. Despite being threatened and beaten, the apostles continued to preach. Even after the berating and beatings, the apostles were able to rejoice. The layers of their back, the skin layers of their back was beaten off from the whips, and they carried on. They actually felt spiritual growth occurring as God's plan was taking place. Your life is God's plan. Know that the things that are happening to you, it's God's plan, and keep him first. And so when we are met with opposition, we are to recognize the importance of sharing the gospel with others. The council then actually released the apostles after they were flogged and ordered not to violate religious laws. They were flogged to the point where their layers of skin had been removed from their back. The apostles refused to be silent. We ought to know the truth and recognize what is real. We do know that Jesus rose from the dead. Our faith is based on his resurrection. We know there was an empty tomb. We believe in his resurrection. Let's think about Peter for a moment. His change and growth in his faith shows us transformations occur. We can never get so low that Christ will never forgive us. We are so blessed that we can change our lives and live as Jesus had lived. Sometimes things don't go our way, but know that it can be turned around, but it will be God's way. The apostles and unwavering faith in their belief and in the power of the Holy Spirit kept moving forward. They kept God first. God's message can conflict with those who oppose it. And in today's world, people are not afraid to oppose it and verbalize it and challenge believers. We must never underestimate the truth. We know the truth as it is right here in our Bibles. I encourage you to continue to read your Bibles, to receive his message daily, to have it in your heart, to know it in your mind, and be prepared to share. Prioritize obedience in God's will. It will at times be difficult, as the social norms of our world are moving away from what the Lord has been sharing. Study and learn the ways of Jesus. Seek guidance from the Holy Spirit. This is so important as we are the examples for others, especially in difficult times. It's a beautiful thing when you see people living out the gospel. You know who those people are. We're among them now. Maybe at work, or in your neighborhood, or in your family. You can tell that person who is living the way of the Lord. Good for you. Thank you for keeping God first. I'm blessed by your preaching. I'm blessed by your lifestyle. Right? Let's boost each other up. It's not something that we need, but it certainly is nice in this world to lift each other up. We're going to be reading Psalm 150 together. It is a psalm that cries out to all of creation to give God the praise that he deserves. It is pure praise. God's sanctuary is not in a particular building, but in a sanctuary in the heavens and in each individual believer. God is worth, he is worthy of praise in all aspects of his being and his work. The Lord is to be praised, the Lord is to be honored, and will be so among his people and all of creation. Alleluia. Let's read Psalm 150, 1 through 6 together. Praise the Lord.